The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Well, you're going to learn something today. Today's topic, using home equity in retirement planning. We have Alfie Schloss going to help us figure this out. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ken.
Okay, so let's jump right into this. What is a home equity conversion mortgage, otherwise known as HECM? Again, nice thing to do at 6 o'clock in the morning, kind of, you know, get the coffee and tea going and kick that one out.
Okay, well, Ken, a home equity conversion mortgage is a mortgage, and it's a program that was enacted into law by the federal government in 1988, and it's insured by HUD, and it allows seniors over the age of 62 to utilize home equity, a portion of their home equity, of what they have in terms of equity in their home, for whatever purpose they would like to use it for, and they never have to make mortgage payments on it as long as they live in their home. They can make payments if they want to. I have clients who actually use them in lieu of a mortgage, but it's easier to qualify for than a mortgage, and it has some unique features to it, which are...
Well, typically, though, let's go through that, but someone generally, they want to have a mortgage already, right? So the house is... Those who qualify, people who really don't have a mortgage to begin with, usually?
Well, the ideal person to get a reverse mortgage or a HECM loan or a home equity conversion mortgage, and I should clarify that the colloquial word for it is reverse mortgage. The problem with that term is that reverse mortgages, which were prevalent up until 1988, were predatory loans, which is why they have a bad reputation.
Right. So
when the government took over, the government took over, it actually became a very safe and insured product, and it's very, you know, it's probably the most vetted product that's out there in terms of mortgages. But the repeat your question. I'm sorry.
Okay, so you know, we're looking at, you know, these reverse mortgages, and people get kind of maybe scared of them and so forth. But if someone has, you know, really no mortgage left, that is an ideal candidate for someone to use it? Or, I mean, look, okay, someone has a lot of, you know, mortgage, so to speak, versus the equity, it obviously wouldn't make sense.
So, every situation is different. Obviously, a person who owns their home outright without a mortgage has a lot more equity than someone who has a mortgage, because when you get a home equity conversion mortgage, you have to have paid off. You may have to use the loan to pay off what you already owe. It cannot be behind another loan. It's actually a first and a second. It locks up your equity.
So, like, I know situations where I've had clients, let's say in their 70s or 80s, and really the only asset they have left is their house. And then sometimes the children are like, well, gee, you know, we may have to move mom or dad to a home or something like that. But yet, if they use these type of products, there's a potential of them staying where they are and their own environment. And for using mom and dad that are in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, generally want to stay in their own home. They really don't want to go to another
situation. Yeah, I just read a study the other day that stated that 90% of baby boomers and seniors want to remain in their home.
I can imagine.
And the fact is that there is, from a health and a mental health standpoint, being in your own home is the best place to be. But you have to be logical about it.
Sure.
You have to have.
At least it's a tool. It's an opportunity.
It's an opportunity. But if you're a widow living in a three-story Victorian that's running down.
Right, and the maintenance to keep
and
that
the maintenance
going,
to keep that going and stuff like that. Yeah. It doesn't make sense for them to stay. Sometimes they just need someone who's objective, like myself, to come in and say, Why are you doing this?
We need Alfie to come in. Well, if you're just tuning in, you listen to a GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. You find us here every Sunday morning on WHD at 6 a.m. Alfie Schloss is helping us. He's an expert in this field, and he's tackling this topic. I said, hey, using home equity and retirement planning and how we can... So let's kind of talk about that piece. The topic of today's show is using the home equity and retirement planning. So how do you use kind of this vehicle or opportunity?
Okay, well, as you know, Ken, if a client has some money invested with you
mutual funds,
if they're, let's say they're 70 and a half and they're starting to take RMDs, they have to take the RMDs. Yeah. But
yeah. Or if pay a penalty otherwise.
Or yes. They pay a penalty. But many of them are taking more than the RMDs.
Right.
And every time they take money out, they're diminishing what's going to be left for the future. And if they're taking out more than they need to in a down market, they could really be using up their resources very, very quickly.
Absolutely. The end of 2018 reminded that the markets don't only go up, they actually can have some really difficult times.
Correct. And so we've actually done some research in this area. And if you had a client, for instance, that had $500,000 invested with you and $500,000 home with no mortgage on it, and at age 66, they set up a line of credit with the reverse mortgage. Without the reverse mortgage, if you applied the last 30 years of the stock market and performance to that, that 66-year-old would run out of money at age 86, taking 4% a year.
Right, because the problem is the sequence returns. See, again, not to get technical, but is that if we all agree the market's going up 7% a year, there's some years, that's 2008, 2009, down in half.
Right.
So you're saying do not touch your retirement plan because it's down
in a down year. In a down
because
year.
Eventually maybe things will
because
bounce back.
Because you give it time to recoup, and instead of taking the money out of your retirement funds, take it out of the reverse mortgage line of credit.
For those given years.
For those given years. And then in years where the market overperforms, you can actually pay back the reverse mortgage and rebuild your line of credit.
So it gives you a lot of flexibility. This seems to be kind of, a very interesting, and that's why we'd love to have you on the show and kind of share that. But definitely more of a niche type of, because I don't think a lot of planners or people looking at this as a possibility to use towards retirement.
A lot of what I've been doing, I've been doing this for 15 years. A lot of what I've been doing is educating people about this. When I first discovered reverse mortgages and HECM loans in 2004, I was amazed that you could get a line of credit that grew independently of whether your house appreciated or not.
Yeah, that's great. So listen, we'll be right back after these messages. Come right back to us because today's title, Using Home Equity and Retirement Planning, special here with Alfie Schloss. Thank you so much.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Oh, you got the coffee going, the tea going, eggs, toast. I smell it all. A nice Sunday morning. Well, look, you just heard from Mike Bennett, offering my book for free, Not Your Father's Retirement. It's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes we tackle taxes, investments, retirement. Today we're tackling using home equity lines and retirement planning. But guess what? Your book, Not Your Father's Retirement, it's got your name on it. The early bird will get the worm. First 20 calls, you get this book for free. 845-371-0101. 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. And when you ask for the book, if you want more information about today's topic, when you leave your message, let us know about that. Again, a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. It sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the first 20 callers will get this book for free. Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101. And today's topic, jumping right back into it with Alfred Schloss, using home equities, or using your home equity line in retirement planning. So let's say you don't own your house outright. How can you, is that even a plan? Is that something that you can still use this with?
Well, again, it depends on the client and it depends on their situation. To give you an example, and you know this, Ken, my wife and I got a reverse mortgage, got a HECM loan back in 2017. And, you know, I'm 66 years old. My wife and I are both 66 years old. And we are using it in a different manner. But at the time we did it, we still owed $80,000 on the mortgage on our house in
the primary mortgage, right?
On a primary mortgage. So we have been continuing to pay down the reverse mortgage as if it were a mortgage and continuing to build our line of credit. And we're still getting the tax deduction for the interest that we're paying back.
Yeah.
So it really depends. It depends on lifestyle, depends on situation.
The thing is another tool to even explore whether or not. And again, it's also anticipation too. It's not after something happens, right?
It is. Part of it is one of the qualifiers, as far as I'm concerned, is you're living in a house that your plan is to live in for the rest of your life.
Right. As you said, 90% of baby boomers, I think you said before
correct.
The break, want to stay in their home.
Yes, most people want to stay in their home, but you have to be realistic about that. If you're living by yourself in a three-story Victorian, that your heating and
expenses
and having to maintain, you may be shooting yourself in the foot because the taxes and everything's going to eat you up. My wife and I live in a ranch. Mm-hmm. We went there specifically because we didn't want to move again.
Right.
So it's the ideal situation. Part of what I do is I go to people's homes and I look at how they're living and I give them a dose of reality. And I say, here's what could happen. Think about this scenario. Think about that scenario. What happens if this happens?
Right.
So it's
all the bugaboos. I mean, look, some of the bugaboos, I think you're asking, what if this happens? My guess is one of the things can happen, God forbid, a long-term illness with any one of the, you know,
I'm working on one right now with a client who has dementia. She lost track of things. Her kids did not realize what was going on. And by the time they came to realize where she was at, she was being foreclosed on and ready for sale.
Of course, because she couldn't keep up with the bills and she was in that state.
Well, she didn't. She just kept piling up stuff and not paying the bills and not even taking the notices. So we're actually in the process of trying to rescue the house from a foreclosure sale.
Right. Okay. Well, that's a great use of it. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. And guess what? Monday through Friday, find me on the Mike and Casey Show, number one Hudson Valley radio show, around 8:25 in the morning after the traffic. You know, they're going to help you get through 684, Taconic, Tappan Zee Bridge. Guess what? We're going to try to navigate you through the markets. We give you the national news, the local news, Hudson Valley Index, the national averages. And then on your way home with Andy Bell's show, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, around 5:15, tells you what happened to national averages, national news, local averages, local news. We got you covered Monday through Friday here on WHD. Sunday morning, of course, you're with us. Saturday, we catch a break. And in our studio today is Alfred Schloss helping us understand how to use home equity with what becomes part of retirement planning. Now, can any home be used for this, or it has to be a specific home? I mean, how does that work as far as
we can do 1 to 4 family homes. They have to be your primary residence. You have to live there. And we can do condos, but the condos have to be FHA approved condos. That hopefully will change in the future because there are literally a handful of FHA approved condos these days.
That's okay. And how about co-ops?
Co-ops are not eligible.
Okay, so
correct.
So homes, 1 to 4
family homes. 1 to 4 family homes, owner occupied, and they have to be your primary residence.
Right. And as you say, I thought it was kind of interesting how you tied into retirement that, you know, like sometimes us in the business, we say, hey, okay, so the market's averaged 7% per year for the last 90 years, you know, but we don't go 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7. We go up 19 minus 12, up 14 minus 13. And you're suggesting maybe to look into having this, you know, again, you call it HECM, which stands for Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, as really one way to safeguard against a market. Now, sometimes you think the market just goes down in one given year, but let's say someone retired in 1999. Remember, the market was down in 2000. 2001, 2002, bear market. And if you ask anyone in 2002, we thought we'd never see a bull market again. I mean, just how those things go. So we don't know when we retire what those numbers are going to be. And I think sometimes we get lulled into the 7% mode, but we don't know the sequence or the order of which the market's going to give us.
Look at the last 8 years of the market. Where it's come roaring back from the collapse.
Right.
And if you had sold your assets during the collapse, you wouldn't have been able to partake in the last, you know, yeah. 7-8 years of bounty.
Yeah, go through all that pain and not get any gain.
Correct.
On the other
side of it. So having this line of credit that you could tap into to get tax-free cash during that period of time and allow your investments to rebound,
right?
Would have been
at least
smart.
Have the flexibility of it. I mean,
yes.
Right now, again, we're all tying our retirement onto, and they say not to. But you look, there's the so-called 4% rule that we hear a lot. So you know,
right.
Just take 4% of your own investments. But then again, if you take 4% of your investments, and we happen to be down double digits in any given year, look, December to remember, December 2018, the market's down 13% in 1 month. Thankfully, that wasn't the entire year like that. But we get reminded that these shocks that come through can really mess up your retirement.
Correct. And if you're taking large sums of monies out of your retirement assets, you're going to eat them up much too quickly.
And we'll be right back after this break. Today's topic, using home equity and retirement planning. We'll feature our guest today, Alfie Schloss. We'll be right back right after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, with you every Sunday morning here. WHD, so glad to be with you on this morning's topic. Oh, it's a good one, using home equity in your retirement plan with Alfie Schloss. But before we get to today's topic, users from Mike Bennett, give away my books for free. Was he? Oh, no, we told them to give our books away for free because we want you to have them for the first 20 callers. We'll get my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Kind of like my father. He had a pension, health care, all these wonderful things. Worked at Local 38, unfortunately passed away. But Not Your Father's Retirement, because this generation, we don't get those pensions in some cases. In a lot of cases, we don't. So we have to kind of make our own pension. So get your book, and this is going to tell you how to do that. So 845-371-0101. A perfect companion to what we do every Sunday morning. Sometimes we cover taxes. Sometimes we cover financial planning terms like we're doing today. Sometimes we cover retirement. We can cover estate planning. We do it all. And if you miss us, guess what? The companion to what we do every Sunday morning, Not Your Father's Retirement. 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. If you're driving, two hands on the wheel when you get back, go to WHD home site, WHD.com, lower right hand corner, and get the book offer for free. Also, today's topic may have something or have an impact on your family. If it does, let us know when you leave a message or when you go to WHD.com, lower right hand corner, and ask for your book. If you have some more information you'd like about today's topic, using home equity and retirement planning, well, let us know about it. Well, Alfie, gosh, you know, yeah, you know, we got a lot to cover here and so little time, but we're going to jump right into, you know, how do mechanics actually work? So conceptually, I understand, so you can use the equity in your home to keep one in the house longer than maybe they would otherwise be. I mean, do they get payments in the mail? Do they call? Do they get a checkbook? Like, I mean, how do logistics set up for this to become a reality for somebody?
Okay, so different companies do it different ways. The company I work for, which is American Advisors Group, AAG, which is the largest lender, the way it works is you can either get monthly payments So you can get what's called the tenure, T-E-N-U-R-E, monthly payment. That would be basically the first business day of every month. There'd be a deposit in your checking account, tax-free, of some of the funds from your reverse mortgage, and that would continue as long as you live in your home.
Can I stop you there? But why tax-free, though?
Because it's a loan. It's not income.
Okay, so tax-free coming in every month. And for most people, I think they probably would rather have it monthly, right, because they're working through the budget.
It depends on the situation. Yeah. You know, there's interest on the money that you're borrowing, so you're not making payments, so it's accruing, and it has negative amortization, which means that it's growing pretty rapidly, even though it's not a high interest rate. So my preference, and the way my wife and I have this set up on our reverse mortgage, on our HECM, is we have a line of credit. We, in fact, took this line of credit and with the intent of letting it grow.
Okay.
And the reason because the line of credit, which is unique with the HECM product, grows. Whatever you don't use in the line of credit is growing at the same rate of interest that is being charged on the money that you've borrowed. So if your interest rate is 6%, for instance, the APR is 6%, and you have $100,000 sitting in your line of credit, next year there'll be $106,000 in your line of credit, and the following year, if you didn't use it, that $106,000 would grow by
what? Compounds out.
So it compounds out.
Yeah, and that can grow.
Okay.
Grow
so we did it because I was unable to get long-term care insurance because of the medical situation that I had in 2009, and then when I recovered sufficiently to where we could get it, I found out that the cost was so prohibitive.
And that's tough because, you know, we've had a guest on a show talk about long-term care. And, you know, of course, we love that long-term care and really shut the door on that. But it's also very expensive.
Correct.
And again, I've known my experience and working with clients over the years that the ones who really want long-term care are the ones who can't get it. You know, we've had it goes underwriting and gets squashed. And it seems, you know, it's really frustrating for those types of people.
So because the way we're using our HECM loan is to grow a line of credit. So right now, today we have $239,000 in our line of credit.
So it keeps growing every year.
And by the time I'm 85, 86, it'll be $750,000 with compounding. And by the time I'm 92, it'll be close to $1.4 million.
Wow. So.
So if I need
6% is pretty much every right now 12 years
and
double.
Yeah, yeah, but it could and I'm hoping the rates go up a little bit so that it actually compounds more quickly.
And I wasn't aware of that. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for Finances. I'm your host Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. You find us here at WHD every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. Try to give you different topics. Today's topic: using home equity in retirement planning. We have an expert in this area, Alfie Schloss. And I get the process, but who owns the home now? So I go and say, okay, I want to either protect against a long-term care, I want to keep my mom or dad in the house, otherwise you'd have to go to assisted living center. There's a lot of different uses of it, of course. But in the end, who owns the house now?
Well, all you're doing is mortgaging your home. In other words, you have a loan. It's a non-recourse.
It's a home equity loan.
But it's a non-recourse home equity loan. So if, for instance, the home ends up being worth less than what you owe, the most that can ever be owed is the house.
Right.
So the estate or the children who are the executors of the estate, the most they can ever pay back is the house. So I've had instances, I've been doing this for 15 years, where loans were done at the height of the market, and then when the housing market collapsed, the people owed more than their homes were worth. And when they passed away, their children just basically said, here, take the house.
Right. And there's no recourse.
There's no personal liability.
So the ways to use something like this, and again, I guess for financial planning, we always want to keep flexibility. One is, we said, in retirement, in case we have some bad markets, use that line creatively as opposed to using your investment accounts.
Correct.
Number two, if you can't get long-term care, how else would you pay for those expenses?
Correct.
And number three, again, there's a lot more, but just to kind of simplify, and mom or dad, so to speak, in the home, and may have some issues and so forth, but that's maybe their only asset. They may have already exhausted a lot of their asset, using their home as an asset to be able to stay where they are. Well, again, I really appreciate you being here, clarifying this. It's complicated, but yet at the same token, I get it, and I hope our listeners get it as well. Again, for more information about today's guest, go to MahoneyGPS.com. If you want any questions, write right there about today's topic. Today's topic was using home equity in retirement planning. And until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.